Welcome to ON the Saints, St. Andrew's podcast.
I'm Emma Hunter, a sixth former. I play tennis and field hockey.
And I am Leo Tatey. I'm a fifth former, and I play football and baseball. And we are excited to be your hosts.
For our first debut episode, we are super excited to talk about the absolutely historic field hockey season. So without further ado, this is Coach Kate Cusick and Captains Ember Tiki and Lindy Black.
So, as you all know and can really be credited for, the field hockey team had an incredible and historic season. The first winning season in more than 21 years.
9 years, actually.
9 years.
Most wins in 21 and first winning season in nine.
Amazing. So, what I kind of want to know right now is, how did the field hockey program's past performance impact the team's mindset? And Coach Cusick, your particular coaching mindset going into this season?
3 years ago, these three individuals, so Emma, one of our hosts, and then Lindy and Ember, were sophomores. And that's when I started working for St. Andrews and coaching. And we had a really challenging season, 2-13. And we realized pretty quickly we had a lot of work to do, right? But I also noticed right away that these three brought a lot of talent to the squad and to the team, and that there was a lot of promise from their class, right? And so from there, we just started to build and to build our relationships, our friendships on the team. They got to know me as a coach, and we worked on a lot of skill development, a lot of tactical stuff. Yeah.
I also think from a player mindset, one of the most difficult things to kind of wrestle with and figure out, especially being senior leaders on the team, was how to really work the underdog mindset, because especially coming so close last season, being 7-8, we knew what we were capable of, but it didn't seem like anyone else did, beyond our school and obviously Coach Cusick. So figuring out how to use the momentum of last season being so close and coming so close to a winning record, and kind of figuring out what made the girls fired up and what made them get ready to fight and go out and play their hardest, get gritty, do whatever needed to get done on that field, was really something that we worked hard at. And I think that we did figure it out by the end, figuring out how using that underdog, no one expecting us to get off the bus and mean business was really fun to show people that we were a real team with real goals, and we were ready to fight them for the win.
So how was that a mindset that you helped develop for the team?
So I think coming into this year especially, we had a rough start to the season. We came out on a pretty too long losing streak. And I want to say about halfway through the season, Lindy and I called a meeting at the end of one of the practices with mostly upperclassmen. I think the sophomores were off taking a PSAT or something. What was that? The Hindu Temple. and the freshmen that we had on our team, we called them into the locker room. We kind of sat them down and we were like, what do we think is going on? We need your honest thoughts, anything you can give us, any bonding activities you think we should do, just any thoughts of, what's going on and what we can do better. And I think after that, people were really sort of open and realized that we're not playing individually, we're playing for each other. And I think we saw a really huge difference after that meeting.
Yeah, every season is really different, because even if you have a lot of returners who know each other, it doesn't necessarily translate to what the team is going to be doing for that season. And so I think we came in with a mindset of how we were going to play and what we were going to do, and we started to work on that. And then I think we had to make some adjustments. And I think the hardest part is when you're struggling as a team, trying to figure out how to make it better and not necessarily worse, and how do you come together as a team. And I think we did a really good job of reevaluating everything and thinking again about the system that we played, who was playing where on the field, what we were doing, and how we were contributing it to the team. And that was on my part as well. Like, I pulled Lindy and Ember aside after the Sanford game and said, we need to do something completely different. Like, this is just not working, which is scary as a coach, too, because you get set up for what you expect to happen, and you try to build towards that, and then mid-season you've got to totally reconfigure. But I think our community, like, as St. Andrew's a community in itself, it lends itself really well to us being able to come back together and to trust each other and to reconfigure and then try again, and to make it work for everybody. So I think that's one of the things that we did really well. And it's not easy to do, because you can get into a mindset of, no, we just have to try harder, rather than let's reconfigure and work with what we have and make it even better. So,
I think that's a really good answer, and it's kind of a good segue into something I wanted to talk about, which is, you open the season, you win your first two games, mm-hmm. and then you have a longer stretch of a six-game losing streak. And that Sanford game you had referred to was right in the middle of that, mm-hmm. and you lost that game 0-2, and then you lost to the Friends School 0-3, and then in Tattnall and Tower you lost both those games, but you lost 2-4 and 4-7. So you kind of got some goals back there, and then you closed out the season. You know, after that Tower Hill game, you lost 4-7 at the end of that streak. After that game, you only lost one game, and you came back and finished 8-7. So what was it like, maybe after that first win, after that long stretch, kind of knowing that it was possible, that it could be done, and kind of getting out of that bad streak and then just only looking forward?
Who was that first win against?
The first win was Brandywine. You won away 5-0.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a great win. Y'all want to answer that?
I don't know. I mean, it felt really good. I think, like, even in the games and we lost, like, I remember that first Tower Hill game was so exciting. I think you said 4-7, right? Mm-hmm. We had not a great first half in that game. But you don't maybe really know how great it feels to score a goal until you start scoring them. Mm-hmm. So when we started coming back against them, and they're historically a really tough team to play, I think that was sort of the first time our team felt just, like, really proud. At least, like, I walked away from that game. Yes, we lost by 3 points, but I felt very, very proud. And I think we all felt that together. And so I think coming off of that, that's, like you were saying, I think that's when we really got our momentum. And then, of course, playing against Brandywine and winning that game just, I mean, set us off. We just kept going.
I also think part of the fun of getting that first win back is after, like, so many hours of practicing and then going up against such super tough teams and kind of going into it with the, like, this is going to be, like, a dogfight. But then when you get to, like, step out on the field against Brandywine and score that first goal and know that, like, you're not in your head anymore. Like, your mind's now, like, on this field with your players around you, like, feeling supported and knowing that someone just scored a goal, let's score again. Like, we've done it once, we can do it again. Mm-hmm. And kind of remembering that feeling and carrying us through, like, the rest of the season. I, like, those 5 goals against Brandywine, like, I think they lasted a lot more than that 60 minutes of play. And that feeling, like, after Brandywine, after that first win, and, like, feeling reassured in our team and, like, in ourselves that it's not just in our head, like, we can do this, like, we are in this together, that was super reassuring, and it really carried farther than just that one game.
Victory against Brandywine then leads into, you guys played Sanford and won that 1-0, and the similar thing happened with Tower Hill, where we lost the first time we played them and then came back and beat them in a huge win 2-0. So what are the feelings surrounded with that flip?
I'd say a big part of it was the addition of the assistant coach coming in. So Susan Willock coming to help and work with the goalkeepers. She was a huge gift to our program this year, because she allowed me to work with the field players, and then she could focus on the goalkeepers, which then allowed you all to really work in the backfield to stopping. So if you look at the number of goals scored against us in the second part too, it's like significantly less. And for us to have someone to actually be dedicated to working with the goalkeepers was huge. On the flip side, it also allowed me to work with the defense, but then also the attackers to learn how to score and be more effective in the front end. So her coming to join us was really pivotal, because she came right before the Stanford game, and then she was there at the Stanford game, but then she really started to integrate fully after that point. So I think that was also a huge contributor, and everybody stepped up, like every part of the field. Like our defensive players really came and asked a lot of questions, like, how do we get the ball out of the backfield? Like, how do we clear it out of here? And we started to work more on how to get the ball out a little bit more effectively. And then it was just the addition, people deciding that they really wanted to score and could step into that role. So that was really, really awesome.
I think that's a great point. And just from a statistical perspective, in the first half of the season, it was 24 against. And the second half of the season was only 5.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
So after that, Stanford.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, she had a huge impact. Yeah.
And it's really highlighted just by that stat.
I also want to mention the Tower Hill game that we won 2-0. Because going into that game, I don't think I've ever felt so much energy for a field hockey game in the locker room, walking out to the field, warming up, big booty mixes on, listening to, like, it was just absolutely, like, electric out there. It was crazy. And then that feeling of just that rivalry between Tower Hill that, like, previously has probably been a little bit one-sided because we just haven't been up there competing with them. But this year, like, I just felt something different. And I knew that stepping out onto that field, like, they did not know what was about to hit them. And they didn't.
Yeah. And I was so ready right out of the game.
It was the best feeling in the world. Like, watching Emma score that first goal against Tower Hill, I've never screamed louder on a field before. Like, I jumped up and down. I was so excited. That was my favorite memory ever, is beating Tower Hill.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. I remember, until the timer went off, I didn't, like, it wasn't over. And then, when the buzzer went off, I put my hands on my head, and I look over at Mr. C, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it happened. But that was, like, one of those rare moments where I was like, that was really, it was, like, but you're right, it was, like, a peaceful energy right from the start, right from when you guys, like, it's like you, like, embodied, you were ready to win right out of the gate. It was really awesome.
There's a great point you bring up, and Lindy, you were getting at this, right? The first time, you know, playing Tower Hill felt like a two-sided rivalry, right? Beating Tower Hill in that second game. For you as seniors, right, and we were talking about how your sophomore year was a rough season. It was Coach Cusick's first year, and you've come a long way from there. What do you feel like, you know, this will be as a legacy for future teams in the next couple of years, especially? After you've kind of shown them
my biggest
possible.
Thing that, like, resonates with me and kind of rings around my head when I think of that I'm no longer going to play St. Andrews field hockey anymore is the fact that I never want anyone to look past our team ever, whether you're another school or whether you're an incoming student at St. Andrews who's like, oh, I don't know if I should go to the field hockey game or not. Like, I want to make it known that, like, our team isn't some, like, one you can just walk past or, like, see it on the daily bulletin and move on. Like, we are a team that is so competitive, so energetic, so connected with each other that, like, we want to be around each other and we want to be competing out there, and it's fun to watch. Like, I think especially for me, like, the times I would be on the sideline, like, watching, like, people play the sport that they love and watching our team play was just so amazing to watch, and I want to share that feeling with as many people as I can.
I think also sort of from a perspective just more even within the team, I want future field hockey players and returning players next year, obviously, and in the coming years to know and to sort of have this feeling of, like, yes, we're going to have bad days, we're going to have bad games, and I think we experienced that almost to an extreme at the beginning of the season, but a transition can be made and will be made. And obviously that requires the help of our coach. I mean, we came in fiery in the second half with completely new drills in practice, completely new warm-up routine. And then it also requires us to, like, talk with each other outside of practice, hype each other up outside of practice, bring the energy, bring the fun, but also lock in when we need to. I think, like, this was a year that we sort of experienced both extremes on the spectrum of that. So I think it's a perfect example of the change that can be made when it needs to be.
So if you, as captains, you're graduating next year, so what would be the message that you would, if you could give next year's team one message, what would it be?
Mistake we made in the beginning, and you and I had talked about this, Lindy, a little bit, mm-hmm. was the goal setting of do it for states. Yeah. And I think what we shifted, and I think what made us win, was that we did it for each other. Mm-hmm. We played for each other. And the wins came. I mean, we didn't make it to states, but I think my biggest takeaway was that it was once you all showed up for each other, like, in every way. Like, I remember that when after one of the games, you're like, Emma, I don't know what it is, but you're my, like, my best friend on the field, and I don't see you during the day, but, like, in the games, it's like you're, like, my, you have my back, and I know it, and, like, so I think, I don't know. That would be one thing that I'd really want people to show up for each other, because that's, like, the winning happens when you guys take care of each other out there on the field. And I provide, like, the opportunities and, like, the drills, but it's you all holding each other accountable, I think, that makes the biggest difference for the program, which is why I give you guys so much, like, leeway and encourage you guys to hold those meetings without me. Like, that meeting that was earlier was not, I was not present for that with the whole team, because I have so much trust in you all.
I would say something I want to really resonate with the future field hockey team members is to be competitive and to take yourself seriously. Because sometimes when we did have that shift where people had to switch into new positions, we had that discussion in the locker room with, like, Ember and I and the team. And one of the major things we talked about was, like, locking in during practice and, like, really pushing yourselves, like, not to, like, the breaking point, but pushing yourselves to, like, the limit and, like, knowing that you have no, you can't be anywhere else for those 2 hours. So, like, you need to be there on that field and taking yourself seriously, like, when you mess up, when you miss a pass, like, run and go get the ball and then make an extra good pass to someone's stick, and really not being, like, aloof or, like, laughing it off when you make a mistake, just being like, okay, I'm not going to do that again next time, and realizing that you're not just playing for yourself, and it's not embarrassing to try hard and to, like, put that extra effort in. Was something that I really tried to, like, drive home, especially with the underclassmen, was that, like, it's not embarrassing to, like, put yourself out there and really just give that last ditch effort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think mine would be, I mean, that was fabulous. I think mine would be trust. Ms. Cusick started to sort of get at this, but not just, like, trusting each other in terms of, like, I don't know, off the field and having those conversations in between us and coach, but also on the field when you're actively playing the game. It's just so important to know that the person behind you has your back, the person on either side of you has your back, and the person in front of you does too. I think I've just felt such a huge shift in my own playing when I sort of, and I had plenty of conversations with Ms. Cusick about this, when I trusted that I have Piper in front of me, Emma Daramel to my left, Catherine Mears behind me, we just started overlapping with each other. Any balls that got past me, Catherine had.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful on the right side. There was, like, so many passing sequences.
And by the end of the season, no one could get up the right side. Mm-hmm. And that was a very, like, visual change, but it was such an internal change that was required to make that happen. And so I would hope that the other the returning players and players for the future sort of like internalize that as well. I hope that would resonate.
So great. I mean, so many good answers. I feel like we got to a lot of the big stories of your season. This has been a special debut episode of Oh, When the Saints, a new St. Andrews podcast.
Special thanks to Peter Hoops for his production assistance and AK White for her continued guidance and support. And of course, thank you to Lindy, Ember, and Coach Cusick for joining us and the entire field hockey team for allowing us to share their story.
Emma and I are your hosts, writers, and editors for this episode, and the theme you heard at the beginning of the podcast is special thanks to Jimmy Tatey.
We will see you next week with some more stories from your St. Andrew Saints. Thank you for listening.